Welcome back to Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. A local high school band strains to entertain tourists on this dock along Boston's historic harbor. From here, you can see Old Ironside. It's not far from the place where revolutionary patriots turned Boston Harbor into the world's most famous teapot. Boston's past, present, and future are inextricably linked to the sea. Nearby in the Capitol building hang the sacred cod and holy mackerel, models honoring the once plentiful fish that were the colony's first industry. Visitors to this wharf can also tour the New England Aquarium. Ironically, it's located just across the dock from one of the busiest fish restaurants in the country, Legal Seafood.
I have a deal with the aquarium. You know, I get they sell me all their floaters.
Roger Berkowitz likes to joke, but he knows where his fish comes from and says so should you, because the source and safety of seafood is literally on the line. Berkowitz is a board member of the New England Aquarium and president of Legal Seafood. It's a Boston institution that began with a single-family-owned restaurant a quarter century ago and now has 30 restaurants from Massachusetts to Miami. In a day, Legal Seafood serves more than 10,000 meals. In a year, 40 varieties of fresh fish, more than any other restaurant in the country. Just about all of the fish, millions of pounds, come here, to Legal's holding plant at the edge of Boston Harbor, where we put on hairnets, roll up our pants, stuff our legs into rubber boots, and enter a room filled with color-coded plastic vats of fish. At Legal Seafood, they say, if it isn't fresh, it isn't legal. You could also say, if it isn't freezing, it isn't fresh. The plant is an icebox.
It's like Antarctica here.
The colder you keep fish, the better it maintains itself. So from the time it leaves the water and gets on a boat and is iced in, we have to make sure from the time we unload it, it's always kept cold. It never comes in contact with heat until it goes right on the grill.
Today, two-thirds of the fish consumed in the United States is eaten in restaurants. And while the average American's appetite for seafood has remained fairly constant over the decades, about 15 pounds a year, there are a lot more mouths to feed than ever before, and overfishing has led to the collapse of many fisheries. Aquaculture, or fish farming, was once seen as the answer to the supply problem, and today a quarter of the fish served in the U.S. are farm-raised. But fish farming isn't without its problems. It can pollute the sea, and toxins can accumulate in the flesh of farm-raised fish. So today, Roger Berkowitz says the future of the seafood industry in the United States hangs on the safety and sustainability of the resource.
I know for a fact that if I ever put Chilean sea bass on my menu, it would be one of the most popular fish I've ever done. I won't do it. I've had it before. It tastes delicious. But it's not a sustainable fishery. 85% of what's being harvested now is illegal.
How much of the fish that Legal sells mm-hmm. is farm-raised?
Good question. We see ourselves in the business of fresh fish, and I like the additional challenge of trying to get it wild as opposed to farm. I'm trying to wean away from farm salmon to do more with Alaskan wild salmon. A, it's a sustainable fishery. I think the flavor nuances are just spectacular. Now, I still use farm product. I use Arctic char from Iceland, a spectacular farmed product. I use some farm shrimp, because it's a much more consistent product than I can get on a wild product.
There are many lists of fish to, you know, enjoy, fishes to avoid. Mm-hmm. On the avoid list that I'm looking at, it says shrimp, imported, farmed, and wild are to be avoided.
Farmed and wild. Well, you know, there is a glut of shrimp on the market right now, so why would you avoid it?
They're saying that the farming of shrimp is a very polluting type of farming.
Yeah, like anything else. You know, let's take a look at beef. There are great beef lots and there are poor ones. There are people who farm in a very sustainable method. You know, they don't dump the effluents out without filtering it and taking care of it, and those that do a terrible job.
But how does the average consumer know that the farm-raised fish they're buying mm-hmm. wasn't a good farm or a bad farm?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Consumers have more power than they know. They have the opportunity to vote with their feet. Go into a restaurant. Ask for information about it.
If I went to the fish market mm-hmm. where I go shopping, mm-hmm. they'd look at me like I was from outer space. They're lucky if they know it was farm-raised, let alone anything else.
Well, you know, if there were enough people going there and asking the question, then they'd better wise up pretty soon.
To ensure safety and quality, Legal has its own high-tech laboratory. place smells like the ocean, every swordfish and tuna served at its restaurants is first sampled for mercury contamination. While Berkowitz says the health benefits from the fish far outweigh possible risks, the company's mercury standards are tougher than the federal government's. Stephen Martinello carries a clipboard and wears a white lab coat. He's Legal's registered sanitarian.
You're our registered
sanitarian. It's a license that you get from the state of Massachusetts, so you'd be actually enforced the public health laws of the state if you worked on a board of health.
Steve, you've got your microscopes, your analyzers, your test tubes, and all that. I have a kitchen. How do I know what I'm buying?
You definitely want to buy off a licensed, reputable dealer because they are licensed and they have to be inspected. As far as mercury content is concerned, if you ask a fishmonger the origin of the tuna, the origin of the sword, would help out a lot.
Well, yeah, where should I avoid buying it from?
Well, we find that we've had a little bit higher counts from areas from the South Seas, but places like Panama and Ecuador and down by the Gulf, Louisiana, real close, are very, very good.
What happens if you go over your limit? What do you do with that fish?
We send it back. We give it back to the vendor.
And now he can sell it someplace else?
Possibly, yes. There's an action level the FDA puts for mercury, but there's no action to go along with that action level because the decision on how dangerous mercury is to people has not really been decided on yet.
So you're measuring this for the action level, but if it goes over that, you can do anything you want. You really could sell it legally.
Yeah, if we could, if you wanted to, but we don't.